House Bill 3659. Open the public hearing on House Bill 3659. Dick, if you could tell us where we are and where we're not.
There are some amendments to this bill which are not ready, but we have the main bill before us, House Bill 3659. What this does is authorizes the state treasurer to issue general obligation bonds in the event that HJR 18 passes, and we have the authority to issue general obligation bonds from the people to essentially finance state pension liabilities. If HJR 18 does not pass, this bill gives the treasurer the authority to issue essentially COPs, or financial agreements, for that same purpose. What the bill does then is it provides for the payment of the principal, interest, and debt service costs through agency assessments. And DAS was directed to assess agencies in proportion to their payroll for the costs of debt service and the payment of premium and interest on these bonds. The bill also directs PERS to credit to each employer account all earnings from investments of the account's funds and prohibits any charges to the employer accounts other than that than a specified amount for administrative expense. It provides an expenditure limitation in the event that the general obligation bonds can be issued, and a separate expenditure limitation for DAS, assuming that the COPs are issued. Declares an emergency and takes effect on passage. The sections of the bill 1 through 6 and 12, which are related to general obligation bonds, become operative upon approval of HJR 18 and take effect on October 16th of 2003.
Okay. And we've got some amendments coming. Do you know what those amendments are, or can we hear from...
We can hear from Treasury. They're okay. Basically technical, as I understand.
Okay. I don't have a sign-up. Why don't we just bring up the Treasury team? Team Treasury.
Mr. Chair, for the record, Kate Richardson, Chief of Staff, Oregon State Treasury. We're here mostly to answer your questions. We pretty much had a substantive hearing on this when you had HJR 18 before you. This is the implementing language, as Dick indicated. And the amendments that you will be seeing are four very small ones, mostly aligning some language, deleting a section that was a holdover from some earlier language when HJR 18 was a broader bill, and putting some parallel language in between the COPs and the GO options, just to make sure that's all clear. So we're glad to answer any questions if you have any.
Okay. Any questions for the panel? All right. No, that's all right.
Team Treasurer is very, very efficient.
Very efficient. Yeah, except your amendments aren't here.
Treasury didn't hide those.
Okay. Thank you. Anybody else wish to testify on House Bill 3659? If not, committee, we will recess. We'll close the public hearing, and then we will recess until 1 o'clock today, and we'll strive for about a 5-minute work session to adopt the amendments and move the bill out at 1 o'clock.
And this room is available.
Pardon? And this room is available. Yes. Oh, good. Mm-hmm. Good, since I just announced the meeting.
You didn't say where.
I'll close the public hearing on House Bill 3659, and we are in recess until 1 o'clock. House Bill 3659. Does anybody want to say anything about the amendments? For the record, Kate, do you want to just say something?
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, Kate Richardson, Chief of Staff, Oregon State Treasury. The amendments make clear Well, they insert a comma, which was news to me, but I approve. It does align. This language is for the GOs if the bill does pass, or the Measure 29 does pass the ballot, then this is to be issued as general obligation bonds. If not, it's the certificates of participation, and there are some parallel issues we were still resolving and that these amendments capture. Also, just making sure that the amounts deposited go to exactly this, through exactly the process they're supposed to be credited. So they're just technical amendments, really, to align the language so it's appropriate for certificates of participation or general obligation bonds, whichever applies.
Okay. Any questions for Ms. Richardson? All right. Seeing none, the chair has moved the -1 amendments to House Bill 3659. Is there any discussion? Any objection? Seeing none. So ordered, the chair has moved House Bill 3659 to the floor of the due pass recommendation with subsequent referral to the Ways and Means Committee on the way to the floor. Is there any discussion about that motion? Please call the roll.
Representative Barnhart?
Aye.
Berger?
Aye.
Pass?
Aye.
Thompson?
Aye.
Pass?
Aye.
Berger?
Aye.
Aye. House Bill 3659, as amended, goes to the floor via the Ways and Means Committee. And with that, close the work session, and we are adjourned. Committee. Thank you.
Chair, you set a new record.
Yeah, the whole building.
You know, kicks in after the third.
Well, that's interesting.
Yeah.
Years.